Activia offers a range of yogurts which are a delicious way to look after your gut health. From the fruit range with carefully selected ingredients to no added sugar and 0% fat offering, as well as a cereals range, there's an Activia for everyone. Made with a unique blend of 5 ferments, creating an irresistibly creamy texture, each pot of Activia is a source of calcium, making it the perfect addition to your daily routine. Activia helps support a healthy gut. Your gut is where it all begins.
The annual Easy Living Furniture Roadshow Sale ends this Sunday. This is your last chance to save big, as absolutely everything is reduced across sofas, dining, bedroom and accessories. We've got everything you need to create the perfect living space with affordable prices and unbeatable quality. And with interest-free finance available, now really is the time to visit your local Easy Living Furniture store. Don't miss out. Find your local store online at easylivingfurniture.ie.
You're listening to Real Health with me, Carl Henry, in association with Activia. Activia offers a range of yogurts that help support a healthy gut. Your gut is where it all begins.
This is an Irish Independent podcast.
Welcome to Real Health with me, Carl Henry. Folks, New Year is a time for resolutions, planning and goal setting. We look today at a transformative 75-day program that transcends calorie counting, focusing instead on holistic well-being. This international initiative, spanning 77 countries, emphasizes replacing allergenic foods, detoxifying and restoring balance. The new book, Eat Your Way to a Six-Pack, focuses not solely on visual results, but addresses diverse health concerns. The book advocates for maintaining elevated calorie levels for optimal fat loss, encouraging education over restriction for sustained success. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by fitness, nutrition and mindset expert, Sunday Times best-selling author and celebrity PT, Scott Harrison. Scott, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. And is it still all right to say Happy New Year?
It's absolutely okay to say Happy New Year.
Are you in January? We can still say that, can't we?
Absolutely. No doubt. We absolutely can. Thank you for joining us. Much appreciated. That's a big introduction. There's a lot going on in today's episode. This is great. Let's get stuck into the book and the 75-day program. Let's start there. Tell me a bit more about it.
Okay. So I run a program called The Six-Pack Revolution. And it's an online fitness, nutrition, and personal development program where I basically teach everyone how to change their relationship with food, with drink, and with themselves. And we tell them what to eat every day, what to drink every day, how to think every day, so that when they come away from the program, not only have they got this new body and mind that they always dreamed of, but they can then maintain it and carry on and live a life of happiness and abundance. And the book itself is now basically the secret is out, and the program has now been put into a book form as well. And the book's called Eat Your Way to a Six Pack.
And it's important to say the six pack analogy, it's not purely about the six pack that we all have in our bodies that, you know, that it's covered by body fat. There are actually principles behind it, aren't there?
Yeah, well, originally the program like was about me getting my six pack, and I've always battled with the name of it, but it's so well known now, obviously it's got to stay. But I always worry that certain people would come and look at the program and think, well, it says six pack, that's not for me. Whereas I would say a fraction of my participants and my the people that buy the book are going to get a six pack because they might be a size 18 dressed and they might go down to a 10 to 12, which we do all the time in 75 days, no saggy skin. No malnourishment. In fact, I feed people to their six pack. That's why it's called Eat Your Way to a Six Pack rather than malnourish or starve them to it. And this blows people's minds, to be fair. But it was very apparent to me when I was on my journey to this place that the words six pack meant so much more than that. And it sort of become this sort of six pack of core values. And they change from day to day for me, really. So it might be the fitness, the nutrition, and the mindset, but it also might be the strength, the power, and the resilience, and the ability to constantly focus on what I want instead of what I don't want, and to constantly move forward instead of assuming the worst in every scenario. And I found that when you feed your body or nourish your body, you by default nutrify your mind. And Together, they make the most powerful partnership, and you'll really quickly realize that anything is possible.
And you know, you say it there that it's not about kind of restriction and restrictive eating, which so many programs are built around now. It's about fueling your body and feeding your body. So tell us more about that.
Okay, so this is the controversial part. Most people, when you go into some form of dietary program, it's all about the calories and calorie deficit. Well, I actually did a video called Calorie Deficit Doesn't Work. And you'll have a lot of fitness professionals, probably even yourself, say, well, that's rubbish, Scott. Of course it does. But it depends on what your version of work means. Mm-hmm. So if you think that malnourishing yourself or starving yourself all day to eat your McDonald's, your liter of Coke and your apple pie in the evening to try and fit into your calorie numbers just so you can see a few pounds move on the scales is what works, then I'd like to sit down and have a chat with you and maybe twist your mind around to reality and what really means what works. So my version of works is, how about we create a body that's more powerful, resilient, strong, works at its optimum, because when it works at its optimum, it then burns fuel efficiently, which is fat, and then it builds and maintains muscle mass, your hair, your skin, the whites of your eyes, your teeth, your nails all become more radiant. The truth of the matter is, you are what you eat. So I don't bring people down to their because most people that are coming onto a diet is probably eating relatively poorly. I know that's not everybody, but let's just talk mm-hmm. about the majority.
Yep.
So instead of bringing everyone down, bring their calories down to them, how about we lift them up? And that's why the results far outperform any other you've seen from normal people eating normal food aged 18 to 83 on my program. And our biggest demographic is sort of 35 to 55 year old men and women that are going from a size 18 dress to a 10 to 12 or a 38 waist to a 32. And people can't believe it's happening. And I don't even know anyone's calories. I don't know what they weigh. I don't get held to ransom by numbers. I create a machine that works.
And that machine is by fueling the body right and increasing the muscle mass, that the body acts like a furnace, for want of a better word, the basal metabolic rate comes up and you know, you're not calorie restricting or dieting as per se.
Well, you've got, you know, what I say to people, your best way and fastest as well and most sustainable way to lose fat is on the most calories possible. Now, let me explain what that means. I'm not saying I need you to have 5,000 calories. What I mean is, let's say your maintenance calories are somewhere around 2,500. Let's just say, I'm just made it up. I don't really need to know this, but I'm trying to use this so you it's understandable for people a bit more in their brain. So you would lose more fat faster, more sustainable, and be full of energy and chronic illnesses dissipated and strength, power, resilience on 2,000 calories a day than you would on 1,000 calories a day. I had a participant once, she did 800 calories a day for 365 days. I mean, what a mind. To be able to stick to that is outstanding in the sense of a strength of mind. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you what happened. She lost a stone in a month, and people might go, wow. The next 11 months, she lost 2 pounds. Her hair fell out. She struggled to get out of bed. She had to go to sleep several times a day. She couldn't remember something she did an hour earlier. So what was happening here was her body was malnourished. She was basically starving herself. The body was holding on to what she had mm-hmm. for as long as possible. And you will get people on social media say there's no such thing as starvation mode. I don't even know what it's called. It's just a name people made up. But the body does hold on to it for as long. And they say, I've heard it a lot, especially on the big players on the social media, that if that's the case, then starving people wouldn't be skinny. Well, eventually your body will eat itself because it has to. But you don't want to go down that road, do you? So, yeah, her body was holding on for dear life, for everything she get. So I had to reverse that and bring her back up, which I did. But, I believe the reason that the six-pack revolution has become so successful, and thank you for pointing out, it's now got participants in 77 countries, changing tens of thousands of lives all over the world, is because we don't do what everyone else does. And that's why the results are nothing like anyone else's. We build you inside out.
Chat me through then the exercise component. So people listening in, they're tuned in at this stage. They hopefully get that concept of, you know, fueling the body, eating and getting the body strong. And we've looked at some of the food concepts there. Chat to me through about the exercise components that people should be doing. So cardiovascular, resistance.
A combination of all of the above. And also you should always do something you enjoy, because then you're less likely to procrastinate or put it off or not want to do it in the first place and not even get started. So you want to find something that you can do, and you don't have to spend an hour every single day, 6 days a week. You know, you could find 20 minutes 3 days a week, and anyone can find 20 minutes. Give that time to yourself. The world's not going to change in that 20 minutes. You don't, trust me, it'll be fine when you come back afterwards. And it's a big gift you should give yourself, because exercise is really important. It's good for your bone density. It's good for your muscle tone, your joints, your posture. It's a massive investment in your future. And I always say to everybody, and even though like nutrition is probably 90% of your fat loss visual results, the improvement in your strength and your core and your cardiovascular system is going to come from the exercise. So everything's important. So every time you go for, even if it's a brisk walk, or a 20-minute HIIT workout, or an hour of weight training session. And every time you switch from a Mars bar to a healthy protein bar, or a healthy snack or a meal that's balanced, you're putting into your pension pot of life. Every time you do that, you just stuck something else in that little pension pot for yourself. And if you focus on that and have the conversation in your mind that exercise is non-negotiable. I've got to do this into my 90s and beyond, some form of exercise. Then you'll always be able to walk up the stairs and hold yourself up and sit down on a toilet without railings. And you'll always be able to go for a nice walk and enjoy the outside, as opposed to if you allow yourself to just constantly go down as your age is going up, that's why you end up in this debilitating positions that so many do. I went to see Lionel Richie, I'm a big fan, by the way, twice in 1 week, actually, last year. And he was running up and down that stage like you would not believe, right? He was as good then as he was, he's in his 70s, like 77 or something, than he was when he was 27. And the only reason he can still do it is because he's always done it. And I believe that's the same for everybody.
And rest is important, and relaxation is important too. It's a crucial component of overall health. It's not just the food. It's not just the movement. You have to rest and recover as well.
Yeah. I mean, I have at least 2 days rest a week to allow my body to recover. I train 5 to 6 times a week, sometimes twice in 1 day, because I do a cardio and a weight session. So the rest is hugely important. And then obviously your sleep. Now, a lot of people struggle with sleep in this, probably all over the world. And that again gets improved by exercise and by eating properly. And then everything feeds each other, and you can actually become, you know, you can actually feel how a human body is how it's supposed to feel. Because if you think about it, ever since you were born, you've kind of poisoned your body. So what I mean by that is full fat milk, bread, butter, crisps, sweets, chocolate, biscuits, cakes. We've all done it. My kids have it. I'm not a Grinch. And then what? By the age of 10, maybe younger for some countries, older for others, we've tried some alcohol. By 15, you're over the park with your friends. I'm giving you my life story here, Carl. you're with your friends with a bottle of something. And that's not if you're not. And then by the time you're 18, you're out having a drink as often as you possibly can, right? For a long time, until you wake up like we've all done, think, oh, maybe we should calm it down a little bit now as you get a little bit older. That's not including the fat, the salt, the sugar, the caffeine, the cigarettes that you might have tried, or smoke, or any other drugs you might have tried. And if you imagine, like if you put diesel into a petrol engine, it's just going to cough, splutter, and stop, isn't it? And we've kind of done that for decades. And we're all wondering why we're suffering with chronic illness, and we don't feel so good, and we're sluggish, and we're tired, and we can't be bothered, and we've got no energy, and we're lazy, and we're craving the alcohol still, and all this sort of stuff. And I truly believe that this all comes from what we've done to ourselves over all this time. So this is why I created this 75-day program, It used to be a 90-day program, actually, and then I worked out how to get better results in less time. And it's a reset. It's a rewiring of your body and your mind. And then at the end of the program, so we give ourselves a rest from a lot of things. There's no alcohol, obviously, and all this, but lots of delicious food and treats and stuff. And then at the end, I teach everyone how to keep their results and still party twice a week, which was kind of the utopia that I was looking for, the best of both worlds. How do I get you to there? Well, but to get there, we've got to put a little bit of time in first. And then I've been living that for now for seven years. This best of both worlds.
Scott, it's been great to catch up with you and pick your brains on all things health. The very best of luck with the book, Eat Your Way to a Six Pack. It's available online and in stores nationwide. If people want to find you online, where can they find you?
Thesixpackrevolution.com. Don't forget the. And that's our website, and our social media handles are at The Six Pack Revolution. You'll be able to find us. Just type it in and we're there.
Amazing. Scott, great to catch up, and the very best of luck with the book and with the program. Folks, that's it for another episode of Real Health with me, Carl Henry. You know where you are, at Carl Henry PT on Instagram, realhealth@independent.ie. Have a wonderful week. Try some of those tips that Scott's given you, and we'll see you next week. Slán go fóill.